The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Deborah Deal.
And the reason I'm speaking this way is for clarity and to deliver a coherent message. You know, Debbie and I were speaking off air about why do we do this? Why? And when I say why do we do this, we talk about the tens of thousands of contracting professionals within the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who wake up before dawn every day, prepare themselves, get in their trucks, or cars, or whatever mode of transport they have, and get on the road and seek to make an income for their families, who, for the most of their life, provide for their families the best they can, and who build everything you see. And I'm starting this way because I want to create the context of what grieves all of us, and because I want it to get beyond. People think this is Leonard Sands' thing. This is what his whole thing is. I've often said, I am running my leg of the race, the relay, as it were. I've been handed the baton from another president of the Contractors Association, who got the baton from another president, who got the baton from another president, until we would have gone back almost 70 years. That's a long time of passing a baton to not cross the finish line. And you have to then, and I say this on behalf of the Bahamian Contractors Association, you have to admire the endurance of the athletes in that race. And I say it for the BCA as an organization, because people don't appreciate we've been lobbying for one thing for nearly 70 years, 1958 to 2025. One thing, not 10 things, not 90 things, one thing. We believe in that the importance of that thing, so much so that we won't stop agitating and advocating for it because, like I told Debbie, her grandson may want to be a professional contractor, but until we get licensing, he can never be considered a professional contractor. That's the cause. And we spoke to this at our luncheon on Friday. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to so many persons who showed up, and thank you, everyone who came up, we had an amazing time. It was oversubscribed, and you just see the energy and the hope and the light and the excitement of what can be. And then it dullens when you tell them and you walk out of this happy place and meet a person for the first time and you tell them your contract, all of a sudden they tell you all the things you could do wrong. Oh, you're just those group and you're just that. And almost, you know, it dullens the shine. But we are here on this radio in everything we do, advancing the cause of contractors so they are regarded as professionals, which they are. And that's the context. They are professionals. They're not regarded as professionals. Let me give you why that's important. If you meet somebody who finished law school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight A's. Until that individual possesses in the United States a Juris Doctorate, which is he was called to the bar,
mm-hmm.
or in the Bahamas, that person gets their LLB, right,
mm-hmm.
and called to the bar, that person cannot present themselves to anyone as a professional attorney.
Right.
And you would not treat them as a professional attorney until such time as they could present you with their documents to say, I've been called to the bar. That's how we get treated every day.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how good they know we build things. They see the houses. They seal the structures. They know all of it, you know. But they're going to always kind of treat us kind of less than, because no contractor possesses a valid contractor's license. And I say this to the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas directly. For all the good you do, for all the people you care about, for all the people you touch, for all the things you intend to do. Let me say this, sir. Please, do not forget the constituency of about 50 to 60,000 plus people who work in construction every day, who desire to continue earning a living for their families. But it becomes incredibly difficult every day for them to do so because they're not considered professionals offering services. That's the long and short of it for me. And it's unfair to this. We are the last group. We are the last group of professionals in the building space to get a license. And we are the first group. To do everything for everyone.
Right.
That's absolutely insane. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay calm
mm-hmm.
because I'm just really came today to try to be calm. But mm-hmm. when I think about it,
mm-hmm.
are everyone we engage with, you look in the ministry form, who is your licensed electrician? And it says licensed electrician. Mm-hmm. Who is your licensed plumber? Who's the licensed architect of the stamp and seal and sign off on it?
Engineer.
The engineer. Plumber. Every single person mm-hmm. is licensed mm-hmm. who we hire.
Right.
But the individual hiring everyone is unlicensed. And somehow, like I told Debbie earlier, that doesn't frighten you. That doesn't make you have cause for concern.
What bothers me, I think, most is, similar to what you're just saying, is that the building we're sitting in, every building that you're going to drive past on your way home, every building that you're going to go into tomorrow, if you decide you're going to go into Parliament and watch in the gallery, all of those buildings, everything. We built
everything.
Absolutely
everything.
We touched everything, even if we didn't. With Atlantis, we may not have been the only people.
But we were.
We were there.
There.
Bahamar, the same thing. It doesn't matter. We were there and we are still there and we are still producing the best work we can.
Yeah.
We promote that. That's what that's what the BCA is all about doing, to
yeah.
make sure that we are doing the best job possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said earlier when we chatted, aren't people afraid when they go into their house and there's a storm coming and they don't know what the contractor was really like?
No.
Because they don't. He doesn't have a license. He or she doesn't have a license, right?
You could hope
you
that
could.
He knew what he's doing.
Right, you can hope. But when you go to take him to court, can you take him to court? He's not a licensed contractor.
No.
It's totally it's like you said, we work very hard at making sure that our reputations are stellar. And I don't mean that in a bragging way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean in – at the end of the day, when something happens on a job site, it doesn't, it's not your, it's not Sandbank, it's not CB Bahamas, it's Leonard or Debbie. That's where it all falls, yeah. Right? And we want to make sure that every other person out there who is building has the same advantage yeah. of being the person it's going to fall back on them. So they have to make sure that they've done yeah. the best job that possible because of that.
And Debbie, thank you for those comments, because I think that kind of sums up most of the argument succinctly. And I just want to expand on one part of that. We go in airplanes every day.
Yes.
And do not consider one time that it may fall out of the sky. You right. know why we don't consider it? We trust and believe that the professionals who are operating that craft
aren't hiring hackers.
Exactly. Know how to fly it, right. know how to get up in the air, and know how to land it. We don't even think about it anymore. Can you imagine that, right?
And when my son-in-law was having his brain surgery, and we had to have a neurosurgeon do that, we also were praying
yeah.
to God that this man really, really was a neurosurgeon and knew what he was doing. I know that's a bit exaggerated, yeah, but it was the same.
It's the same thing. You had the comfort of knowing that individual can
yes.
deliver what he's saying to you before you
yes.
went into those operating
yes,
theaters.
Yes, because
you believed it.
This is a loved one.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that this boy gets off that table.
So that is the comfort that we would like persons to have conveyed to contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think it's just something that they deserve to have. See, when I go
honestly, it's common decency.
It's decency.
We should be treated like decent human beings.
And that's why we are here. That's why we agitate. That's why we mm-hmm. argue. We have a text message. It reads, Leonard, if you guys have been advocating for 70 years, sounds like you would have been better off running for government as MPs and passing the law collectively. Well, it is a good
that's a good idea. Except I don't want to be a politician.
yeah. That's the only one bad thing about it is that we shouldn't have to.
No.
We shouldn't have to.
No. The other people
we
didn't.
Shouldn't have to.
The other people didn't. The real estate people didn't have to do
no.
that.
No.
The electricians.
But it's part of the conversation I was having with another individual today.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I believed because we, the Bahamas, collectively, have never experienced a construction catastrophe, as it were.
Right.
We don't, like using
like your Florida
word,
example.
Yeah, we don't rate construction professionals. I'll tell you one thing. If for one time during the construction of a home, a building, a plaza, or a multi-story building that collapses, today after, every single homeowner will be calling our MP's office and saying, hey, okay, now hold on. We need to get some person's license. I remember the conversation. Let me expand on the point. All of a sudden, the roof collapsed at R.M. Bailey.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the public was all concerned with, hey, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have building that? Do mm-hmm. we know? What are their skill set?
Mm-hmm.
See, and I don't want to, I don't want that to have to happen
mm-hmm.
for us to appreciate that's what can happen
mm-hmm.
when we sit here and talk.
But that didn't even push the Prime Minister to sign.
Because it wasn't significant enough.
Ugh.
That's all. We need a category
that's,
5
that's a sad
to happen
comment
for us to appreciate.
To
we need to start. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had the Dorian,
mm-hmm.
when they say as a hurricane traveling, Category 1, we bolt to get prepared now.
Mm-hmm.
See how we react?
Right.
We react now because we've lived the experience
right.
of what happens when we don't prepare
right.
properly. We shouldn't want that to have to happen in construction for us to need to appreciate that licensing is proper and necessary to safeguard human life.
But everything now has had to have been rebuilt in Abaco,
that's,
right?
Of course.
By unlicensed contractors.
Yeah, that's fine.
We haven't.
They think it's fine. the shelter that's constructed. Let me say this for.
It's still not finished.
The hurricane shelter that the government Bahamas has commissioned and constructed in Abaco was constructed, is constructed, still is being constructed by an unlicensed contractor.
5 years later.
5 years later, but the
important
thing is unlicensed contractor.
Right.
Which still means that if something happens to that structure, while you're in it, out of the hurricane.
This is the emoji.
You still can't go and claim any kind of loss because that individual, under the laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, should not have been building that structure.
Right. But
per the Construction Contractors Act.
But the government gave that contractor permission because the name went through building control to do it. So the government is liable
because they
gave us permission through building control to do the work. Well,
but the law doesn't give any exception to licensing.
No.
So that individual built a building for the government in violation of the law, which does not indemnify him nor the government.
Right.
The government broke its own law.
Right.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. We got a call. Let's see what the caller had to say. Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I already said y'all were trying to get contractors...
License. Yeah.
License. Yeah, well, how is that possible? Almost 70 years?
Almost. 1950 formed and registered.
It took until 2016.
And I know that I heard you all mention about the draft bill that you all sent, and this was many years ago.
We sent in the draft bill in the 80s. There was a white paper prepared.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 2000s.
I think you all did some modification on that in recent time, right?
Yes, 2016.
The act was passed by Parliament in 2016. It is a law. It is the law.
Tell them the only thing that needs to be done.
And so this wasn't, so it wasn't enacted.
The law has not, well, let me say it like this. I would say that the law is enacted, but not able to function because the board has not been appointed. So when you pass a law, the law has passed. It is now a law. It's on the books. You could research it. You could find it. It's in the laws of the Bahamas. It's gazetted, it's the law, but the law has an arm, which is called the board, to carry out the management of the act, the licensing of individuals, and the registration of contractors, and the board has yet to be appointed.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Mind-boggling,
yes. Almost 10 years, sir.
Because you're talking about... You know, the thousands and thousands of homes and construction.
Yes.
Buildings that were constructed.
Yes.
And islands, including New Providence.
Yes, mm-hmm. and I would dare say, no contractor, and I put my fingers up in parentheses, should be liable for any work that was done since 2016 under the Construction Contractors Act, because none of those persons received a license to construct anything.
But building control gave them permission to
Building control did not give you permission. They give the owner permission to build on the house. They don't give contractors permission.
Right, but if you on the form you fill out, you write the company's name that did it.
You do that.
Yeah.
All I do is record that I'm the contractor.
Right.
But not licensed.
Mm-hmm.
The form doesn't ask for license. Your license number.
So what other step to association and plans to take, but this should be one of the bills that should have been done. Yeah.
No, the bill is done. It's just choosing. They're just choosing the persons for the board.
You are so right, sir. Mm-hmm. This has been a defeat of successive governments for going on 10 years now. We put this at the feet of the former administration, asked them to appoint the board. We've written them. We have met with them several times. This administration came in 2021. We have met with them several times. And so far, it's just meeting with the Prime Minister in August, who promised again. So, yes, it is necessary. It is overdue. It should have happened a long time. We promise to have this board appointed immediately. And that's his words, immediately. 2 months later, no board appointment yet. And there is nothing left for the Bahamian Contractors Association or any of the contracting association to do. We submitted the names. He asked for the names. We submitted all the documents we needed. Say, hey, please appoint these individuals to the board. Nothing yet. Now, I certainly appreciate that this may be surprising to you, sir. But this has been the challenge with getting licensing for contractors for many, many years now.
No. But not only is it surprising, I mean, this is, you know, for a former law enforcement officer of myself, I served my country with distinction as a law enforcement officer for years. But the mere fact that this exists, I mean, in the country at this time, this critical component there, you have all kind of different things, hurricanes, and
yeah,
who knows what else can happen. Like you draw a good illustration with the R.M. Bailey situation there.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. And this act has been passed in 2016. So we next year, 2026, that's 10 years. The 8th of May was gazetted 2016. So I want you to do this. I want you to go online and go into bahamas.laws.gov, pull up the act, read everything that it says. It's only 48 pages.
It's the Bahamian Contractors?
No.
The Construction Act.
Yeah, Construction Contractors Act.
Yes.
And it comes right up, and you read it. It's only 48 pages, and it tells you all the things that you could appreciate and look forward to and protections you have and all kind of stuff. And you have to ask yourself after you read that, why wouldn't a government want this kind of protection for its citizens? And in fact, I would quote the Prime Minister, who was the Minister of Public Works at the time. When he brought the bill to Parliament, he said, his words, he considers this a public protection bill at the time. That's why he had it passed in Parliament. Yeah. So it's now a public protection act.
Right.
It is designed to protect the public. And the sad thing about it, 10 years from that time, it still hasn't offered one bit of protection because the board has not been appointed. Caller?
I'm gonna do exactly like you said.
Yes, sir.
We gotta come up with another way to get this done. We gotta, we gotta make people accountable because this is a matter of national. This is in the national interest.
I believe it is.
It is.
Drunk or no, I mean.
Exactly.
All emphasis is being placed on drunk or no.
Yeah. We should have been making costumes.
Yeah, yeah. You are so right.
All emphasis is placed on drunk
or no.
There you go.
You know, it's.
Right? And I don't have anything against drunk or no.
No.
No, me either.
It's a part of us.
Yeah, but.
But look at where we are.
Fundamentally important.
Yep. That's so
that's
right.
The key word,
fundamentally important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get more involved in the process.
Thank you. Appreciate
we
that.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Read the text, Debbie.
It says, Leonard, could I suggest to you guys or organize a march in Parliament like the unions did to force an appointment of the board?
I don't know. I feel some type of way about those type of engagements. One, while I appreciate it is a show of strength
solidarity.
In numbers and solidarity, mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that mechanism will guarantee you the outcome that you seek because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you meet with the Prime Minister, whomever, when you have this march, they still have to go away and put pen to paper and appoint the board. When they move away from me, I have no guarantee. Would we have to come back again tomorrow? How many times would we have to march?
And if they have no consideration for us, why would they even come out of the building?
Yeah, they'll say, we'll be baking in the sun like raisins. I mean,
yeah.
It's while I do not disagree that those kind of things have had impact and sometimes they serve their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For the construction community, though, you have to look at us differently, though. The construction community are business owners.
Yeah.
We're not in yes. who have staff, mm-hmm. who are doing projects for people
right.
and companies right. and industries. Now, imagine all the business owners who own these companies
mm-hmm.
come down, converge on the Bay Street on a Wednesday to protest. Well, I'd love to see the day that they agree to do it. I know it's highly unlikely,
yeah.
but we shouldn't have to.
No, we shouldn't.
We shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie, I pull back to the other point that the gentleman made, and I thank the caller for his
yes,
comment.
Me too.
and not to knock it, and I'm just like you, Debbie, junk canoe is a beautiful art form.
I love it.
No one's going to die if we don't have junk canoe. I don't care who gets offended by that. Someone may die if you're building a multi-story house with an individual who claimed to be a contractor, and he don't know one thing about construction, and he poured a concrete columns that hold up your second and third floor that have a PSI of 500 rather than 5,000,
mm-hmm.
and then his workers and people who are inhabiting that space during construction in that building, floor to floor collapses, and we have a national tragedy on our hand, mm-hmm. the conversation of junk canoe could never get that serious.
No.
And I said that. Quote me on saying that. The conversation about junk canoe, which has taken up the time of the Attorney General, the Minister of Youth and Sports and Culture, the leader of the opposition, the Prime Minister is coming, and I'm just listening into all of this conversation about crepe paper and cardboard and an art form, which I participate in. I've been a junk canoe artist for 25 years. I get it. No one's going to die. We are speaking about life, loss of limb, loss of millions of dollars, and everything else. That conversation should receive a little more consideration.
I would think so.
Than to just pretend that we're just a bunch of people out there, and somehow everyone magically how to figure out how to do it. You know, let me tell you what's frightening, Debbie. Let me say this. Because see, I try not to frighten people. A taxi driver tomorrow could be a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Meet you on the street. Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
meet, get a business license, go get two references, get a business mm-hmm. license.
Yeah.
Go there. Hi, Mr. Johnson. How are you? I see you got this nice little child. I just got finance from the bank. $380,000. I need a 3-bed, 2-bath house. Let me give you an estimate for that. She done tell me is she got $380,000 for the bank. That's what I'm going to put on the estimate. Day one, don't know how to even to mix mortar. Day two, don't mm-hmm. know how to cut the foundation square to put the building in it.
Right.
Day three, don't know to know the concrete strand of put it on. Day four, don't know to put the roof on, don't know to fix the windows, don't know nothing but nothing, because yesterday, the individual was a taxi driver. That's what you now have building your home. And I want the public to understand that is not Leonard Sands fear-mongering. That's not Debbie Deal fear-mongering. That's your reality.
And we're not picking on a taxi driver.
We're just saying any individual.
Could be a,
that's your reality.
Could be somebody who was working at Starbucks. It could be anybody.
I got a person who was a biker yesterday. He's a contractor today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a person who was an art student yesterday. They're a contractor today.
Yeah.
You guys don't somehow get the fragility of how dangerous this is. Get a next call.
And we shouldn't have to wait until we have a major incident before something happens.
Yeah. Call you live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sands. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Debbie?
Yes. Hi.
Who are you speaking to?
Sands, you know, I supposed to join you in a long time. I couldn't join all of you. I couldn't afford to pay you and the government. when the best director, Mr. Woods, Nelly Roach, be going back to the whole course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been going to talk for a long time. Now, you know who I am.
I know the voice.
JJ.
Oh, this JJ, yeah, because I know the voice, yeah.
A lot of people in my trade, man. I learned the best. So when I get locked, when I came from school, I said, boy, we can teach you. You're the engineer. You know what time it is. Before I hire an engineer, I hire a guy who worked with me 10, 15 years. He know my working system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to Michigan with an inspection because they know when I come in, my work is well inspected.
Mm-hmm.
No shortcut. Some wrong people always I go back a million times.
Mm-hmm, and fix it, get it right.
As a reference.
Mm-hmm.
And do that way. Anybody be a taxi driver, see? We had everything clean out, you know. But when they stinking politicians get power, the communist one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them take government money, mobilization. No.
Never finish the building. Never even continue. Just take the mobilization, yeah.
Never start.
Yeah.
Never start. You see, we need to fix this country. When I came in the government, I got to read a plan from in school.
Mm-hmm.
From school. When I was like a car trick away, I really learned to be a cavalier, but the best back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a lot of people. Oh, I send people back to school because they want to send me to be an engineer. I said, no, man.
You don't do that.
Young guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. I don't, you know, I'm more like I semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
I get some clients. I just come up with a little job and I do it. Sometimes I work with myself and clients. I don't want no headache job.
Mm-hmm. No.
Government also headache job.
Yeah.
When we first started with Moses, the Bank of Bahamas used to mobilize us to the states. Okay, for example, if the states value $15,000,
mm-hmm.
they go for us that. People take government money and do what they pay the personal bills.
Wow.
But they mask me up. Who's doing it the right way?
They're doing it the right way. Mm-hmm.
And this country, see, the politicians killing this country. And this was last time around.
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope that we have change.
We can fix this, man. We can fix this country. Because, see, when they say construct this, by the meaning me and you and everybody else, you know.
Of course. They took all of us.
Trust me. Look, I got my clients, and when they go and give them price, hey, wake up people, you know.
We really need...
Every month, people give me $200-$300. Everybody gets in hell in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we make it.
We really need every single person, whether you are a homeowner, whether you're going to build a house, whether you're a contractor, we need every single person to contact, by writing, their member of parliament. Because you can't, if you just send them a text or an email, it's not really a proper document. You need to send them a letter saying...
I got things in Mr. Woods, Mr. Houston. I work for our homes. I work for people. They know I can handle myself. I stop. Gordon Major was the director. I said, Chief, I make the money. But Chief, it's very good. I say, I make the money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I remember one time going to build a 738. I don't know how to, I can build a house on my head. When the Joanne scheme in Millennium Garden, Grand Hammer, they're small. How to joke up. I said, well, Chief, what's just a good area? And I see people, a lot of people don't understand. When you start a contract, if something costs 15%, you could go and when you get your receipts and things, they'll have to give you the money to fix it. I work with banks.
But you
I
have...
Everybody. But I retired and I ain't doing no more work. I saw people teaching and all.
But you have to understand
teaching.
That not
I
all...
teaching.
You have to understand that not all contractors are qualified and as concerned about their work as you are. And unfortunately,
but
it's...
Hey, get a license.
But
you can't read the plan.
I know, but that's what's going on in this country, and that's why we need persons. Leonard and I can't be the only ones fighting for this. Everybody
I know Leonard a long time.
But you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is, for God's sakes, whoever your member of parliament is, take him a letter and say, this is ridiculous, this needs to be done, this is the act, please choose the board and make it legal for all of us.
Yeah.
We can't do it on our own. If there's 12,000 contractors in this country, for God's sakes, 12,000 of you, go to your members of parliament.
Debbie Leonard,
yay.
I tell my member of parliament, Michael Barnaby, the skills I got, I can work any part of the world.
Missing the point.
I can work and do it. I say, look, man, the Americans trying to buy me from a long time. I say, look here, you all got 52 states. I got 700 island keys that I have to develop. But I think so what? But here, anyhow, I go on before I get myself a job.
Thanks for calling, JJ. Really appreciate it. Good to hear from you, man. That's a passionate contractor, you know, and we have thousands of them. We have thousands of them. But what we now need is those passionate people to activate their passion in a way to advocate for the same thing that we want. Yeah. And I don't blame them for not knowing how, because for a long time, they didn't understand that it takes more than the voices in the BCA. It takes the practitioners. Mm-hmm. It takes the architects and the engineers all coming together and advocating for the same thing, because all of us benefit if we have this, and all of us suffer together because we don't.
Correct.
A thing that should really concern people, and I'm just looking at a question that I got for a presentation I'm helping a professional with who's a very professional quantity surveyor and is doing a presentation in the Caribbean. He leaves in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one, how many registered contractors are there in the Bahamas?
Zero.
It's going to be so embarrassing when I say the truthful answer.
Mm-hmm.
There are no registered contractors in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Right.
None. Because the agency to register them has not been appointed.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, we have 15,000 people who have a business license. Yeah, that's a business license.
Yeah.
That's not a contractor's
license. Kentucky Fried
Chicken
has a business license.
That's a business license. You're a doctor, you're a pediatrician, you're a vet, the guy who does sewing, esthetician, everyone has a business license.
Yeah.
That's not a contractor's license.
No. That's totally different.
The technical questions he's asking, where this is where I get afraid. So, because at least he knows me and he knows who to ask the question to. And I just often say, okay, wonder if he just bumps into someone on the street who says they're a contractor. Let me see how they'll answer this question. The question is, what is front loading a contract?
Getting paid up front?
We know that.
Sorry.
And for stages too, for financial stages, you could front load it or you could back load it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know that if you're a taxi driver, or if you won't know that if not as a taxi driver, you won't know that if you're a cook who decided to be a contractor. You don't understand what that is. People somehow disconnect the fact that construction is an applied science. It is not that I think I know to do something, I do it. It's a little bit of that. But mostly, it's an applied science. You go and study how to do this, or you go through experience and learning. I'll tell people before, experience teaches you better than any classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But in the absence of experience, you could get the classroom theory.
Right.
Just you won't know what to do with that question. Let me ask you a question too. When a contractor's estimate doesn't align with the appraiser's estimate of the projected cost, who should adjust?
Well,
that's an interesting question.
It is.
But you have to understand what's it being asked, and then answer the question properly.
And it didn't really ask, because it didn't say a line. It said a line. But does it mean which one was higher or which one was lower?
Exactly.
If I'm quoted to build on the house and the appraiser comes in half my price, I'm not adjusting my quote.
He needs to adjust to
me. If I come in half the price, then I better start, you know, getting my pencil, sharpening it up. And going to see what's going on.
Because
if they hire me, then I know I'm never going to be able to do the job,
exactly.
And then I'll lose my shirt.
You and I, just like that, we could answer it, right? Mm-hmm. Why can't we answer it?
Well, 43 years for me.
Exactly. We know why we could answer it.
Yeah.
But you take someone who's not been in this space.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what... They'd be clueless.
It's like if you and I decided to do something on
other
the side.
Other than this, yeah.
Like, let's say, make a sailboat.
Yeah.
It would take us forever.
I'd be still drawing the sailboat.
I would be asking my best friend, Google, what do I do now?
Yeah, what do I do now? And so...
So anything needs to be learned.
Yes.
And learned properly.
But
you need to make sure that whoever's doing it will actually not just be out there to try to make money, but actually be there to actually... improve the industry, do the best job, because when persons are spending their money to build a home or a business, it's a life-saving
savings. It's all sometimes what you have. Let me give the public another part of the experience that JJ probably didn't even touch on. So you're a professional. Debbie, you're a professional in the building space, along with the thousands of other contractors, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a project for $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're a contractor. Your business is building things for people.
Okay.
Someone gives you the deposit 20%. 20% mm-hmm. of $400,000 is $80,000.
Yeah.
Debbie decides to go, and, you know, I saw a very, very nice...
Truck.
And Debbie buys truck.
Oh, I've heard of those things happen.
And then all of a sudden, Debbie started answering the phone call. Uh-huh. And these things happen.
All the time.
What changes because of the licensings of contractor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Day one, everyone gets licensed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yep.
Put you a point of board.
Yep.
Debbie takes the $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie buys a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Now the law and Debbie can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The Construction Contractors Board, the disciplinary committee, mm-hmm. calls Debbie. Debbie, mm-hmm. we need to see you.
Yeah.
We have a matter, case number XYZ, before us.
Mm-hmm.
You have someone's $80,000 deposit,
mm-hmm.
and we see you in a brand new Escalade or some nice truck.
Right.
Come before the board. Panel meets, discusses mm-hmm. the matter with you, found that you did take the person's money, did not return it, bought the truck. First thing happened.
You lose your license. Second thing
is you have to repay. You lose your license. Under the Act, guess what happens when you lose your license? To practice construction under the Construction Contractors Act without a license.
Oh, it's...
It's punishable by jail and a fine.
Yeah. Right.
This isn't... See, right now,
mm-hmm.
You could do, you would, right now you shouldn't be able to do it, but there's no boarding place.
Yeah, right.
Day one. Mm-hmm. Take your license, jail and a fine.
Yeah.
Jail and a fine. Mm-hmm. Now, and how many persons you think want to go to jail for an $80,000 truck? I'm not sacrificing my freedom for an $80,000 truck.
No.
I know you are not.
No.
And maybe many persons won't. And that's what cleans up the industry. Right now, I know people who've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. When I say lost, someone gave them the money. They did not return the service. And they just went away.
And they smiled the whole way.
Yeah. The board is in place. License is in place. And after that day, the board comes and say, I want to speak to the so-and-so contractor. Okay. I don't find them. Bench warrant. Yeah. Issued. Bring them to us. Yeah. We want to, that's the law. The act speaks to all this. Yeah. Bring them before
us. Now that's embarrassing.
Now the police got you.
Now that's embarrassing.
Exactly. Now the police pull you from wherever contract you was. Doing work. Yep. You're in the police car. You bought, you have a date to meet with the contractor's board. You're sitting explaining your side of the story. Your client's on the other side saying, yeah, this is the money I gave him. Here's the photos. Nothing's happened on my site. He took the money. That was 6 months ago. Board renders a decision. License strip. Fine. Imprisonment.
Right.
Or both. And, either or.
And you may never, ever get your license
And you
back
may
again.
Never, you may you not may practice anymore based never. On what,
yes.
What crime under the act you committed.
Right.
That's how things change. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the board is for, to do all of that. More questions? Oh.
We got to take a call before we get on the next side of the break.
Okay.
I think we, let's grab this. Now, we can't, my producer said we can't take this call. Caller, can you hold on, please? We got to go to commercial break, pay some bills, and we'll be back right after this.
Know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches at Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the out hours.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
Since independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has been mandated to expand our nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies, from Grand Bahama to Inagua. Our clients come from all sectors of local industry, From manufacturing to agriculture to the creative industries to the mailboat that brings it all to you, we are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website today to apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are back to Nail It on Guardian 96.9 Guardian Radio.
And I think what we should do now is we should talk about our sponsors thank them so very much.
Can't have a show without sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. So today the sponsors that we have is ART Development. Mm-hmm. We have Kalina. I think it's Kalina General.
Kalina Insurance. Yes. Kalina Insurance.
Yes. Yeah. Bahamas Development Bank.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Family Guardian, which were on last week.
Yeah.
And Sherwin-Williams. Which was on.
No, last week in Family Guardian was on
the week before.
Yeah, we had a
right.
great
so,
conversation.
Yeah, we did. We love having the sponsors on the show because we don't, you hear a name, but you don't really know what's behind that whole name. And a paint store is a paint store is a paint store. No.
And speaking about that, We need to get Bahamas Development Bank on because they sent something out today to us that we had Donna forward around about contractor bridge financing.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to have them come on and talk about how do you walk through the process of getting this financing. And this is what we talk about. The BCA is the hub where persons who are in the space contact us with opportunities or ways to help contractors. Mm-hmm. And you and I have all been there. Mm-hmm. There's a part of the project you're in, payment of $80,000 on this end, but your bridge between here, you need $20,000. Where do you get the $20,000 from? So they're offering bridge financing for contractors. And all you got to do is bring in your contract and they can talk to you about
That's
this.
Amazing.
But we're going to have them come on and talk through the process because I'm telling you, you could be a great contractor. But if cash flow isn't where it needs to be, you can have a lot of headache and you will be like me with no hair.
And people, and when you say that, if cash flow isn't where it needs to be, that doesn't mean that you spent all the money. That means that you probably have four projects going on at one time and you just, the funds are not there because the payment schedule might be different on each one of them.
On each one of them.
And then you are in a situation, what do you do?
Or forget that.
Okay.
Let me give you a scenario. Uh-huh. And I said this to my friend who I'm helping prepare this, this presentation, this PowerPoint that he's doing inside, I think it's Grenada or Trinidad. Let's say something costs $100, Debbie.
Okay.
The financing model is I give you 10%. All right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I've given you
$10.
Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Now, I've given you $10. You're going on to stage two. Now, payments are ex post, not pre post. Stage two costs $20. You don't have no money. Because the first 10 you got, you completed the $10 worth of work for.
Yeah.
Stage two is $20. And this is what I tell people all the time in instruction.
I never do my contracts like that.
Exactly.
I never
at stage two, if you don't have it, front loaded, you won't be able to get past the first stage.
Right. And then the client's going to be saying,
what's going
you
up? What is taking so long? Now, guess what? Mm-hmm. What you and I talked about just now, was a typical bank finance project. Typical. And I wrote to them, and I'm trying to make them understand that 30 years ago, the way we were doing it, and I'm not talking about all the three partners involved, I'm not even talking about that. We were allowing contractors to front-load contracts so it made the contract run smoothly because some contractors were fraudsters, because some contractors were just scoundrels, because some contractors were not contractors and persons who only saw a way to take money from persons who didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. They corrupted the industry.
Right.
So now QS is, and I'm speaking to all the quantity surveyors, all the appraisers in the space, and there as appraisers association, there's a bunch of them, mostly they're realtors.
Oh, are they licensed? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
They're licensed appraisers.
I know, I was joking.
They're licensed appraisers because they fall under real estate.
Oh, okay.
But I often tell people, and I stand on this, and I say this all the time, your appraiser is not a professional in costing. They're professional in valuation.
They're not quantity surveyors.
No, they're professional in valuation. For example, an iPhone is sold for $1,000.
Right.
It costs about $200. Mm-hmm. Same phone. Now, you see the difference between what it's selling for, which is value, and cost.
Right.
So when the appraiser says, oh, this house is going to be valued at XYZ, so Debbie, build this house. If your value is higher, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I've seen where the values are lower. And I said, I tell you what, you see those windows that you said you could get 30 windows for $4,500? Show me the windows you can get. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to be casement impact resistant. I say, you're really sure about that? Because I'm pretty sure they cost about $550 a window, and you got 25 of them. So how did you get $4,500? Mm-hmm. Let's not mention you have to have the windows installed.
Correct.
So now you have the window costs and the installation costs. Run your numbers again. Run them again. So we had $28,000. So you wanted me to agree the number that was literally $22,000 short. Where do you think the money was going to come from? This is why I tell contractors all the time, know your numbers. The appraiser can't price a job for me. I'm building it.
Right.
He's not.
No, and he has a senior spec sheet.
He does or not. He's sitting in an office
right.
appraising multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm estimating this one job. Mm-hmm. You think he's going out there and calling for the prices? No. And then the biggest part of it, I often say, no disrespect to all my appraisers' friends out there, because all of them are my friends. I know them all. And they show me a list. I know every single appraiser on the list. They're appraisers. And they're realtors. And they know real estate. And they know land. They don't know the wage rate of a carpenter, drywall mechanic, a roofer, someone who's shingling, someone who's doing masonry. They don't know those rates. You know why? How would they know them? They're not a contractor. So when you may know the price of shingle, how much does it cost for the guy to put down the shingle? How long does it take for the guy to put down the shingle? You have to estimate that. You know who knows that? The contractors. So I want the public to understand that this group that you look at, as if there's just some bums running around in big trucks who like to do dirty work. The skill and knowledge of professionals that they have is what is necessary to deliver every single project you see. Mm-hmm. And the persons who you think can do it, because they may have the fancy title and what's not, they cannot if they don't operate in that space.
Right.
And people have to appreciate that. That's the difference with us. And we're not saying it to degrade or to diminish anyone's value, but your value in doing what you do is where you have value. Don't come into the space and then tell the contractors. Like I had, let me say this one. I had a short, spirited conversation with a banker one time. And I did say short, because I really don't talk.
I like the word spirited.
Yeah, spirited, because I'm being very kind to what I said.
I know.
And in short, I said, you know, I tell you what, you sit down all day and process loans for a living. That's how you earn your salary. And I would bet you every single time I put a bet to you, I give you $100 every time you get it right, what's the cost of sheetrock per sheet? What's the cost of a pound of nails? And every time you get it wrong, you give me $100. You want to let's do this dance? So you don't get to tell me, well, we think this project could cost X, and I think I can fly. We both know that I don't know what I'm talking about either. And I ended the conversation after that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had another, it wasn't even spirited conversation. It was just kind of, I was like, I can't even do this. I did a project, and I put in there a contingency. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we don't do that. So you believe that things will go perfect in construction.
Yeah.
And you don't want to give the client a small contingency fund,
right,
maybe 2% of the contract value, mm-hmm, for when something, when, and I say this all the time, mm-hmm, when something happens, that's there. If right, nothing happens and we're perfect, mm-hmm, you don't bank money.
Right.
But to not have it,
yeah,
it's weird. But they don't understand,
yeah,
construction. Mm-hmm. They sell loans for a living.
It's silly stuff, like not even, like you're in an area building and there's no water meter. So you still have to bring water to the site in a 55-gallon drum. Over
that
and
has
over
a cost.
Or you have a generator that you have to use because there's no electricity in the area, and that
or a portable toilet.
Oh,
and
I mean,
explaining that to a banker is mind numbing. Like, why am I even explaining? First of all, you have to explain to them. They don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the ones who are deciding whether they think, yeah, your price, mm-hmm, is right. You're not qualified to determine whether my price is right. And more contractors need to tell them that.
Yeah.
You are simply not qualified to determine whether my... The same way I'm not qualified to walk into one of the fancy restaurants' kitchen and tell the chef, yeah, that souffle doesn't look right. Am I qualified to tell a chef his dinner doesn't look right? No.
Yeah.
No. So...
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes, yeah, you go into, you meet a client, you go to the job site, you see everything, or the location where it's going to be done, and you see everything, and they say, yeah, well, we paid for the water meter, so it should be in by the time you start, mm-hmm, construction, right? And then, of course, you start construction.
And it's not in.
It's not in, and then maybe it's not in because maybe there's not even water meters in that area. Mm-hmm. But you've already priced mm-hmm the job. Mm-hmm. You still
for having
have,
water.
You still need to mix that concrete, mm-hmm, somehow,
mm-hmm,
and there's all no of a water. Sudden, all of a sudden, now the cost of
it is on you.
Is just, yeah, and but things like that happen all the time.
All the time,
and you never know when something ridiculous like that is going to happen, and you just, as a good contractor, you just go ahead and do what needs to be done. But still, at the end of the day, you're not going to want to do things like that and not make any money.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
And you might as well, like I said, I might as well stay home and bake cookies.
And I'll join you baking cookies.
Thank you.
And okay. I don't even like to bake.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
But that's what we face.
All the time.
And that's what professionals face.
So
imagine persons who are not experienced, who are not professionals, who don't understand this craft, and they jump in the night. I tell people all the time, and young people especially, oh, I'm interested. I want to get into construction. I say, I know it's the fastest way for you to lose everything you own and also a good way for you to provide for your family.
Correct.
It has both sides.
Yes. And it determines, you determine which side
you
it
determine
is.
Which side you
yes,
do.
Absolutely.
And you got to be good. You have to
honest.
Discipline, be good at it. Understand it, mm-hmm, and there's some things when you still do all that, it can not turn out right.
Yeah.
So don't think it's the easiest thing. And I hear people all the time, I want 3 or 4 government houses to build, and I could do. And then you wouldn't get past the first one without losing your shirt.
Because yeah,
you have to understand there's a science to building, mm-hmm, not only the erecting of a structure, mm-hmm, the management of resources, and the management of people.
Right.
You manage people. What happens if your whole site don't show up one day? For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Your mason didn't show up, your plumber didn't show up, your electrician didn't show up, your carpenter didn't show up. You lost all that productivity that day.
That day.
That doesn't happen in other businesses, you know.
No.
It rained. You got nothing done that day. You have all the committed costs for everyone who's there.
Right.
That doesn't happen in any other business.
They get picked up at 7. They get to the job site by 8:30. By 9 o'clock, it's
raining
cats and dogs.
You still got to pay them for the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, again,
they don't understand.
The things that we...
Oh, they couldn't appreciate
that we have are, that we have no control of is just...
That impact the business.
It's unlimited.
Yes, that impact the business.
Yes.
It's unlimited.
Yeah. And it's people don't really understand it, and we do our best to deal with everything. But at the end of the day, it's if we were licensed, the bank should also be jumping on board, because the banks are actually lending money for people to build buildings that are being built by unlicensed contractors.
Yeah.
The bank should be on board with that 100% to make sure that board gets
shown. Yeah.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Because at the end of the day, the bank will end up with the house.
And can't do nothing.
Because if
it.
The contractor messes up with the house, the client walks away from the mortgage, what are you going to do? You end up with a house that you can't even sell.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get on board with us. I mean, we're not asking them for favors. Sorry.
No, so we got another text message. Oh, yay. Text message says, given this, don't you feel... Sorry. Said, Leonard, now I have to defend the bankers. As a veteran banker myself, bankers rely on the list of trusted contractors to steer our decisions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I take that point.
Mm-hmm.
Certain banks. I wouldn't say all the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, text message continues, given this, don't you feel somewhat optimistic that bankers rely on authorized contractors when building and not a taxi driver? Well, you don't
authorized
know.
Authorized by who?
I don't know. I guess they approved lists. Now, again, who approved the list? I hear these people say, oh, this is our approved list of contractors. Who approved the list?
And the thing is...
The board of directors of a bank approved the list of contractors. How does that sound to you?
And
no, I mean, just listen to how it sounds.
I know. It's and the silly. thing is, a person may be a great contractor today, but 2 years down the road may not. You don't know what's going to happen.
Or a person may have some challenges today.
Thank you.
And 2 years down the road, they're
right.
Off.
Yes.
We got another call, and we got to take this last call before we get off live. Call you live. Go ahead.
Good evening, Debbie, Deb, and Leonard.
Hey, what's going on, Raymond?
How y'all doing?
We good.
Everybody's good.
Yes, I'm fine, y'all. Topic I just chimed in a few minutes ago, very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I think y'all ought to say to the general public and listeners, especially these single mothers and these young ladies mm-hmm. who are qualified to get all that bank money, to not rush into releasing their monies too fast, because in their estimation for whatever project they're going to end up getting into, what they have learned in junior high school, you know, the simple arithmetic of adding up, and that they can take their time, because when you're going into a project to make sure know that they can walk inside the hardware store and get estimates to compare with whatever estimates they may get from some of the would-be contractors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because here it is, people get shocked because sometimes these contractors be in with some of those people who lend them their money.
Yeah,
yes.
that has happened before. We've heard about instances like that. So a person enough to be very careful. But I want to add this, though. If Debbie's building a garage for me and I can go and buy lumber, Debbie's a contractor and Debbie's buying the lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie has to go in her truck and drive and buy the lumber. Or I can go. I don't have a truck. How am I going to get the lumber to my house? So when you're looking at a contractor's cost sometimes, you have to appreciate that there are additional things. And also, a contractor is doing things for profit. If I'm buying the lumber for you, and you're buying the lumber for you, if you buy the lumber and you deliver it to my site, fine. But if I'm going to engage my service as a contractor, I have a margin, which is called a fee for being your contractor.
Right.
It's not going to be the same things. I would encourage you, if you want to buy it, buy it all and bring it to me. But if I have to engage my procurement services, my vehicle, my and water to do this, there's a fee for that. It can't be equal.
And making sure it doesn't get stolen.
Yeah,
and
protecting
else.
Your...
Yes.
There's, you know, that's the part why I often care. I'm cautioning people because often people do say, oh, I went to the store and the lumber only costs $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
How come your number is $4,000? I say, because so the lumber is going to get off the truck and on the roof by itself. Is there a labor component in there? Is there equipment that I'm using to get these 20-foot pieces of lumber on the roof? Did you have a crane?
I mean,
there's some things you have to consider.
I even have a better one, because back in the day, you could actually go to the lumber places and actually have them deliver your stuff, and you get it the next day. Now, when you go to buy stuff, they give you, oh, it's next week or it's a week and a half away. We don't have time for that. We have a job that has to get done immediately. So for me, I know exactly how much it's going to cost for me to call my guy, and my guy will actually go pick up all the lumber, take it to the job site and take it to wherever, if it's a, if it's a not, second floor or fourth floor. And he's not doing it for free. No, he's not doing it for free. Him. But guess what? We're on time. We're on schedule because there's not a day lost because I pay for it today.
And you got it. And it's at the site. And get it.
And the job does not slow down.
But Debbie, all of us do that. But guess what? That's not free.
No, I know it's
all
not free.
All of us use the trucking service.
And so where, when,
I got
when,
a guy on
when
call.
I do my quote,
he's
my
gonna
quote,
give me a bill.
My quote will include the trucking and to do that.
Include the
and
bill.
And they'll say, well, why don't you just have the store deliver the
because
stuff?
Because
well,
we
did
know.
You do you want to get the job done before 2026 or would you it's up to you?
Any professional contractor knows this.
Yeah.
A, if you don't have a relationship with your building supply company, everyone knows. On this island we got what, almost 300,000 people. Let's say 1,000 people are building things. There ain't 1,000 building supply stores here. We got about 5. You place an order that morning. They will tell you, you will not get this today.
Yeah.
You will probably, it depends on who you go to, they will tell you. I don't want to call a company here, but if you're getting some material like blocks, you go there today.
Next week.
Next week, Thursday.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for 7 to 8 days? But if you have a truck, they tell you, you could come now.
Yeah, but my truck would only be able to take one pallet at a time.
So,
that's why I don't do it in my
the
truck.
The contractor will then hire, not with my truck, but the contractor will say, hey, ring up their trucking company who has a flatbed truck, and they get 10 pallets one time. That truck is going to cost you $400. But this because we have the
but
understanding
the job, but
of
the
industry.
But the job continues.
We put the money's in for that instant.
Yeah.
And I often tell people, the day you want to be the homeowner and pretend to be the contractor is the day you figure out that it ain't as easy as you think. And there's a lot of nuances that's very frustrating.
Right.
When you pull up there and you want to, yeah, here's my credit card, I swipe it. I need 10 pallets a block. Can they go now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a truck? No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to deliver them, but I'm going to deliver them next week, Thursday.
Right. And if you want to do all the materials and stuff yourself, do it. I'm not going to build for you, but you can go ahead and do it. I'm not going to because I'm not going to have a job that should take 2 months, take six months because you want to do it your way.
Yeah.
A contractor knows how to do it.
Yes.
Please don't tell us how to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Means and, on our drawings, the means and method are by contractor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have come to the end of our show. We get a music playing. Yeah, it's 7:35. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for allowing us to stay a couple more minutes extra. But this has been an exciting, exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9.
Yes.
And Debbie and I have had a great spirited conversation about things that we're passionate about. And we thank everyone for engaging us in this conversation today and hoping that you could cause there to be the change that is necessary for the advancement of the construction industry in the Commonwealth of Ireland.
Please do.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, everybody.
Following independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has carried out our mandate of expanding and diversifying the nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama in the north to Inagua in the south. Our clients come from all sectors of domestic industry. We are proud to support local manufacturing, technology, agricultural projects, and creative works that draw from our native heritage. We will continue to finance inter-island transport from the mailboats of yesterday to the ships of the future. Let us power the possibilities of the new economy together. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website at www.bdb.gov.bs to complete your application today.
When you're building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. 103 Robinson Road.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have that capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Odd Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.